Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Cindy Nickel with Pella Christian High School joins us on today's program to talk about Pella Christian exchange student Halima Shakuri and her escape from the Taliban in Afghanistan.
For many, many years, you have led the incredible efforts to bring international students to Pella Christian High School. And what's going on in Afghanistan is insane. The United States leaving the country, obviously the Taliban taking over. And we do have a local connection. Hard to believe, you know, for some people. Let our listeners know about the Pella Christian graduate who at one point was stuck there. It sounds like she's been able to get out of the country and kind of what this whirlwind of the last couple of weeks have been like.
Halima Shakuri is her name. And she was a student at Pella Christian 2016-17 and 2017-18. She lived with the Shannon family from the Knoxville area. He's a lawyer here in Pella. And they were willing to host her. And they did a great job of bringing her here. They even started a 501c3 for women of Afghan in education. And so we were able to, get behind her mission. When she came as a student, we had no idea what this was going to turn into because, in May, at the end of her senior year, I was trying to sleep at night, and my son was also graduating that year, and I could not sleep because God kept waking me up and telling me I needed to support Halima. And at this point, I just felt like there was no way, I could do this with two other children of mine in college at the time, so I kept ignoring that prompt, and finally, after sleepless nights for about 2-3 weeks, I decided I needed to just try, and I reached out to just a couple people, and those people talked to other people, and before we knew it, we had funds for her to go to college at Northwestern in Orange City. So she said she would love to. She was so excited. She was so thankful, and we funded through this Afghan organization, and she's been at school at Northwestern. She would actually be a senior this year at Northwestern. Her situation was she stayed back. She used to go home every summer because her visa is only a one-year visa from Afghanistan, and this past year with COVID, she couldn't go home. So she worked for the college, and this past year, she decided during the year she was going to go home and renew her visa and see her family, and she knew that September was slated for the withdrawal of the U.S. troops. She was not sure if she would see her family again, but she wanted to go renew her visa. She wanted to go see them. While she was there this summer, she had a July 19 visa appointment. She went over to Islamabad, Pakistan, for the appointment because Kabul was not issuing them anymore, and they white carded her, which is administrative processing reasons, which I think is just due to all the things that they knew were coming down. Through that time, then, she was just waiting. And in June, she had some exciting news for me. She actually got engaged to a young man. And the really hard part about that is he worked for the Afghan government in the president's office. And so we are right now trying to help him get out as well. But that's Halima's story up until the Taliban came in on August 15th.
What kind of is that next step for her, as you mentioned, getting her fiance back here as well? I guess not back here, but fleeing from the country.
Yes, Halima had a ticket for August 23 because she was waiting for that visa to get approved so she could go back on her F-1. But that never happened before the Taliban came in. She was with her fiance and his parents at his house when the 15th happened. And she just stayed inside, and her fiance would go outside and check the situation. There was Taliban everywhere. But after a week, things were getting worse and worse. And we had sent them some forms about evacuating, and we were asking them to fill them out, and then we would let them know when to go to the airport. Well, they decided things were getting so bad, they decided on August 22, that Sunday, they would leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and go try and see if they could get in the airport. They had heard that it would be difficult. They did not think it would happen. They didn't even tell their family because they didn't want them to worry. So the two of them took off to the airport, and normally there's Taliban every 2 to 3 minutes with checkpoints, stopping cars and searching. And they said it was an hour drive to the airport, and they had no Taliban. There was no stop. They drove right to the airport. They went up to an Afghan man. He talked to Halima. She told them about her situation. It took her about 10 minutes to convince him that she could go talk to the Marine, which was like the next checkpoint. She talked to the Marine, the U.S. Marine, and he said, you know, you have an expired visa. She goes, yes, but my I-20, my Cvis ID is good till 2022. It's just that the F-1 visa process was stopped. And then she showed him her itinerary, her plane ticket that was supposed to take off on the 23rd, the next day, you know. And he said, okay, you're good to go, go. And then she started talking to him about her fiance, and that was difficult because he said, you know, I can't let him in. He doesn't have the proper paperwork. You're a woman. You're in jeopardy. You need to go. And then she said a woman with a green card walked up, and her husband, and he let the woman go but would not let the man because she didn't have a marriage certificate. And she had pictures on her phone of their wedding, but he wouldn't let her go. And at that point, Halima decided, I need to just go because I can. So they said goodbye, and she went into the airport. She waited about 12, 14 hours in line. And she said it was difficult because then she called her family and she talked to her fiance. And it was just heart-wrenching, hard saying goodbye. And she is then put, at that point she decided she didn't know if she should just go back home. And at that point, her fiance said, no, you need to go back. You will regret it if you don't. You need to. And he really encouraged her. And then they started issuing wristbands for the flight to Qatar. And so she got put on a flight, and she arrived at like 3:30 in the morning, Monday morning, in Qatar at the Al Udeid air base there for the military. And, we kind of lost contact with her several times because she had no place to charge her phone. And then finally there was a generator at night that they would let people get in line for to charge for a little while, and then she let us know she was okay. And she actually called me and talked to me for the first time today because she found an uncle, aunt, and some cousins of hers there, and her aunt was actually sick, so they brought her to a kind of the hospital section or the where the patients are, and there they have, you know, showers, better toilets, place to charge her phone, so she was able to call me. So this morning at, I think, 8 o'clock, I finally, I got a chance to talk to her. So we're working now on getting her back here. Bethany Christian Services is an organization that is going to go to the governor's office with some different people from different corporations and talk to the governor about getting some refugees to come to Pella. And I think they're working with The Well, Vermeer, PellaCorp, a lot of people in the area to find housing for them and jobs. And then they would just be so elated to have Halima be their advocate and translator and help them.
Once again, that was Cindy Nickel with Pella Christian High School discussing 2018 graduate Halima Shakuri's escape from the Taliban in Afghanistan. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBurlesque.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.